What we're going to see over the next few days up until Tuesday is a rerun of much of the debate that took place late last year on the terms of the deal proposed by Prime Minister Theresa May. Now, a quick recap, she dramatically abandoned putting her deal to the vote after it became obvious that she would lose the vote. And there are some who are saying that exactly the same outcome will come about next Tuesday. I think one of the big talking points over the next few days will be this suggestion that Article 50 could be effectively put on hold or extended to allow further negotiations around the terms of the UK's departure from the European Union. Brexiteers don't like the idea of any extension to the negotiating period. They're very firm in saying that even if it means leaving without a deal, then that's what should happen and is in line with what the people supported in the referendum. On the other hand, there are those in the Remain camp who say that the cliff edge deal, the idea that the UK will just simply end its involvement with the EU come March the 29th, is too dangerous and high risk. Now, if you feel like you might have heard a lot of this all before, you're probably right. There is a sense of Groundhog Day about this. And since the last vote was scrapped and now, there hasn't been a huge shift in MPs' attitudes and in the counties' collection of Conservative MPs. Not one has changed their mind or has done publicly about where they stand now and where they stood back in December.